Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I love tea, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing. The show is growing every single week. I get 2 followers, 3 extra followers. It's just growing, growing. I have no idea how it's growing, but thank you for sharing Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. I said that already, but I'm going to say it again. Double mint, double mint, double mint gum. That's a reference way back when. And I am the world's, I'm going to say it, I'm the world's only happiness specialist. And what the hell, what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, that means I share with you, my audience, anyone that listens, anyone that wants to listen, how to experience more happiness in your life. How do you do it? I mean, listen. There's movies about it. There's songs written about it. Isn't that the number one goal is to feel good and be happy? Or isn't that a goal? Isn't that an achievement to be happy? I mean, after all the things, all of the titles, all of the awards, all of the money, all everything, all of the relationships, all of the travel, don't you just want to feel good about yourself and your life? Isn't that it? Yeah, it might not be for you, but for me, it is a number one priority, and it's a number one commitment. And so when I was younger, I wanted 2 things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And so finding out the formula for happiness, because there is a formula, happiness is a practice skill. Like any other skill, happiness is a practice skill. So it depends on what you are practicing in every single moment of your life. Every single moment. There are no moments that you don't have the chance to practice choosing happiness over whatever the moment is offering you. You know what I'm talking about, those moments that are challenging, those moments that, those moments that smell bad, those moments that I'd rather not experience. You know, those moments, we all know what I mean. It's those moments that we don't like, those moments that don't feel, I'm using air quotes here, I hope you can see me, feel good. So what I'm talking about is there is a practice that you can engage in every single day. And the more you practice, like any other skill, the more you practice, number one, the easier it's going to get. Number two, the practice becomes your identity. The practice becomes who you are. The practice becomes your foundation. And the foundation is, what to practice to experience more happiness? Here we go. Let me just give you a few foundational blocks, foundation is made of cement, blocks, fillers, wood, whatever you're going to make your foundation. Lord have mercy, I'm falling off the cliff early in the show. I just shoot out of a cannon. I'm just so excited to share with you. So the foundational practices that will add to your happiness, that will, I promise you, you will experience more happiness are making happiness your number one priority, making a commitment to wanting to be happier. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and shaking your head left to right, when I say happiness, I'm talking about a vibration of peace, a vibration of contentment, a traveling through this life with your shoulders down, relaxed, balanced. That's what I'm talking about. It's not, oh, this happened now. Oh, I won the lottery. Now I'm happy. Oh, I have my soulmate in my life. Now I'm happy. Oh, guess what? Guess what? I got to travel to, I've hit everything on my bucket list. That's another one. Oh, my bucket list. I have 10 more things on my bucket list, and then I'm going to be happier. The bucket list, I don't care how many things are on it or maybe two things are on it. When you cross those things off your bucket list, is one of the things on your bucket list, this is even a better question, is one of the things on your bucket list wanting to be happy? Or is any, or you know, that's another show, a show about the bucket list. Or is your bucket list about what you do? Because this happiness that I'm talking about has nothing to do with what you do. The happiness and the peace, that this internal peace that I'm talking about, has something to do with what you vibrate your energy in every single moment. What is your vibration? And you can feel the difference. You can feel the difference between a vibration that is at peace and a vibration that is not at peace. How's that for not putting a label on it? And a vibration that isn't at peace, a vibration that feels anxious or irritated or nervous or scared or angry or sad. You know the difference between those vibrations. We've all felt that feel-good vibration. And isn't this life about feeling that feel-good vibration? And it's not about what you do, my dear audience. It's about what you practice. And we all, it's not your fault that you were born and you were raised not knowing what to practice. It's not your fault. You're off the hook. But what I do here on this show, Reality Spirituality, is I share with you what I practice. And this is a formula that is foolproof. And I'm learning and learning and gaining more insight on it every single day. Today's show, and let me just share this too. I am available for one-on-one consultation sessions, workshops. I'm opening up a private workshop in Southern Oregon. Seminars, Zoom meetings, whatever. I'm here. My purpose here is to share with my audience, share with as many people as will listen, what I've learned about this thing called happiness. And I say that it's the number one priority. I'm sorry, when I breathe my last breath, I want to be able to feel, I want to be able to have a smile on my face, a smile, a contented, a peaceful smile. That's the vibration I'm ready to go out with. And that's it. And the goal and the intention of all of that is for exactly that and nothing else, because if you know it, if you've had it, if you have it, if you have money, if you have the relationships, if you travel, if you've accomplished every goal that you want, every goal that you can think of, if that happiness isn't a goal, if that happiness isn't an intention, if that happiness hasn't been addressed, then guess what? None of that stuff matters. What was I looking at? Oh, I was looking at the second part of this Lance Armstrong And he won 7 Tour de France. As you know, if you listen to the show, you know I'm an athlete. And I love stories by athletes, for athletes, from athletes, because there's something about this competitive nature and never being satisfied. This man, Lance Armstrong, won 7 Tour de France, France. And it is the hardest. I mean, is it 100 days? I don't know the whole, but I know it's one of the, if not the hardest, that besides that in the Ironman, but feats to do. That means you don't have any accidents. Oh, it's off the chain. So he won 7 of them, and he still wasn't happy. There's still no sense of satisfaction. I'm sorry, but I don't want to breathe my last breath unsatisfied. I want to breathe my last breath at peace with my life and with everything about with my life and with that person in the mirror. So that's what this show is about, as I'm yelling at you. I'm just very passionate about it. Everybody says they want to be happy. Yes, I want to be happy, of course. Yes, of course. Yes, sign me up. But when I give out the assignments, the personal assignments that only you can do, this isn't a buddy-buddy. This isn't a let's meditate together. This isn't a group session. This is a one-on-one session with you and the universe. Now, I use the term universe. Some people say God. Some people say higher power, source, spirit, energy. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is the relationship you have with that entity, whatever you want to call it. And quite frankly, listen, even if you don't believe in a God or the universe, even if you're an atheist, what I share can be practiced by all people that believe in God and people that don't. Isn't that the coolest? You don't even have to believe in God to practice what I'm sharing. And when I say that is because this is not a, you know, gravity has a formula. Whether you believe in God or not, if you jump off a building, you're gonna fall. You're going to fall straight down. If you throw something off a 10-story building, you're going to fall straight down. So there is no God, or in other words, it's not required. It's not required to believe in the universe or believe in a God to practice the behaviors, to feel a sense of peace. And what I say when I say happiness, it's the same as being at peace. Being at peace with yourself and your life. Woo! Let me take a deep breath on that. Let me take a little sip of my hot lemon water here that's not hot anymore. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's room temperature. Nah. Woo! Nah. Okay. Ooh-wee. Pucker, 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 pucker. So on this show, okay, I started with the foundation. Let me this is for my new listeners. Started with the foundation. So making happiness or making being at peace or wanting to feel at peace, peace in mind, peace of mind, is making that a priority. Surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment. That means whatever is happening to you, instead of fighting with it, instead of struggling with it, instead of resisting it, you relax and you say, okay, this is the moment that I'm in. How about practicing some acceptance? And that's the other big thing, is practicing acceptance. Being yourself, living consciously. All that means is being conscious, being aware of what you're saying, why you're saying it. You know, it's just not speaking with this program, program of I am going to do what everyone else does. Yeah, I was having a conversation with a woman yesterday at the gym. I teach this this water class on Saturday morning. It was really interesting too because she was talking about her daughter and she said she only had an only child, talking about her daughter, and then she said something about having grandchildren and how she wants to have grandchildren. Now, listen, I'm not going to get in anybody else's business or making judgments about these people, but that is a program right there. So when you get to a certain age, the program is, especially the United States, that's all I'm talking about, the United States here. I don't know the programming of other countries, but I definitely know the programming here. So the programming is you get to a certain age, and what do? You find someone. The norm is you find someone. You get married to them. You're in a relationship with them. You get married. And then what happens after the marriage? What happens after the marriage is now when are you going to have children? So she's up here talking to her daughter, you know, I want grandbabies. I mean, oh, my God, it took everything I could. Well, actually, I did say a couple of things that I just had to. So she's waiting for her grandchildren to arrive. And so after the programming is after you get married, then you have children. And then I remember after I had one, well, I only have one child, after I had one, the other question was, when are you going to have more than one? Are you going to have others? So what the fight is not against, the fight is against the programming and the accepting of this is what we are going to do, this is what everybody does, and this everybody does, so that means we have to do it. So the practice of, when I talk about happiness, it's really the ability to practice recognizing what is a program and figuring out if that program fits you. If that program fits you, and usually, you know, I don't know, 98% of the time, it doesn't. I know I'm getting off a little bit, but so let me just go back to the foundation of the practices, what you practice, so you can feel more content. And we're going to get to our topic in a minute. Being okay with uncertainty, choosing a perspective, meaning there's not just one way to look at any situation. There is always more than one way to look at any circumstance in any situation. And all I do on this show is share different perspectives or a different perspective. And the biggest compliment you can give me, I mean, if you can insult me and or compliment me. Oh, boy, did I get a lot. Ooh, I did not get a lot of good press last week with that Father's Day show, but that's okay. That's okay. I understand. And that's another thing is acceptance of others. Acceptance of others and what they believe and how they view the world. But I'm here to offer there's just not just one perspective. There's as many perspectives as there are stars in the sky, but we weren't taught to practice choosing another perspective if the perspective that we have doesn't make us feel good. We're not taught to choose another perspective. Just practice choosing another perspective. So those are some of the things that practice will add to your happiness, will add to your peace. The other thing I'm going to throw this in, especially now with this COVID-19 thing, staying out of everybody else's business. I have not experienced so many people noticing what other people are doing, whether they're wearing masks, whether they're wearing a mask right, whether they're wearing a mask correctly, what they're doing as opposed to what you see. We're all so different. I say we are as different as our fingerprints, and that is the truth. So when I look out into the forest, as I'm in the middle of the forest now, when I look out into the forest, I see countless amounts of trees, endless, thousands and thousands, hundreds and hundreds of trees, and not one of them is the same. Not one tree grows exactly the same as another tree. Not one. So the point is, we're not the same. And this pointing our finger and looking at someone else and saying they're doing it right or they're doing it wrong and having a problem with another person, whether they're fearful or whether they're out there free, not wearing a mask. I mean, are you kidding me? It is endless. So one of the things that subtracts from your happiness, one of the things that's going to add to your happiness is put blinders on and don't and stay out of everybody else's business and what they're doing, because they're doing the best that they can. They're doing what they think is right for them. Now, listen, I know that certain behavior, and it's just the truth here, certain behavior subtracts from your peace. And some people are, here we get to our topic, some people are attached to, here we go, are attached to fear. Yes, fear is an attachment. Fear is not a learned, fear, you know, fear is not a, fear is taught. You learned how to be fearful. And you can feel also, you know, kids can feel, can have a vibration. Kids can feel certain energy. When I'm talking about kids, I'm talking about baby. You know, there's an energy that you put out. But this energy, this vibration of fear, you weren't born with that. You were not born like that. So with this show, Reality Spirituality shares with, let's one by one, let go of the programming, let go of what we learned, and we can always unlearn what we've learned if you are committed, if you prioritize, and if you are inspired. So the topic today, as I'm 20 minutes into the show, am I long-winded? No, what I am is I'm so passionate about this topic. I'm so passionate about sharing what I know with as many people as I can, how to feel at peace while on this journey we call life. Now, the topic was, how COVID-19 exposes our attachment. Let me take a breath here. Can you believe I did all of that, the 20 minutes, without even taking a breath? Anywho, how COVID-19 exposes our attachment. One of the reasons why it is such, this world feels like it's just been turned upside down. Can you imagine you have the whole planet, say you have the whole planet in a box, and you just turn the box upside down, and everybody's falling out, and it's just a landslide, a global landslide of reaction. And how you're reacting and what are you reacting to and how the reaction affects you depends on what you were practicing before the whole COVID-19. So if you were a fearful person, oh, my God, this COVID-19 has taken you right off the cliff. I can tell the people that you have a speck of fear to fear ruling your life. Now, I'm not up here judging you. I'm not up here saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just making a statement. I'm making an observation. And the people, I know people where fear is the motivating factor for everything that they do, whether it's going outside, whether it's security gates, whether it's, you know, my mother had these rolling shutters on her house. It was a lockdown. When you went in that house, I'm talking about those iron shutters on every single window. I think it cost almost $40,000. Every single window had an iron rolling shutter. And so in the evening, she, and then my father too, would roll those shutters down on each window. It was a jail cell. You couldn't get in there unless you had a tank. But all of that was based on fear. And she would be the first one to admit it, very fearful. And so what happens with fear is it gets bigger, it grows, and the more you feed it, the more power it has over the decisions that you make in your life. not right or wrong. I'm just stating the evidence of what fear does. So there is an attachment to fear, and the attachment. So listen, you've already heard, if you've listened to the show, you know, attachments, all attachments subtract from your happiness. Every single attachment, from your attachment to your an emotion, you know, you can even be attached to your emotion, meaning attached to anger, attached to being sad, attached to irritation, attached to resentment, attached to revenge, attached to attached to, you know what, you know what, okay, this was this week, and someone posted, it was a really good post, and they were talking about getting angry at somebody and giving them the cold shoulder. You know what I'm talking about, audience. I mean, I was the queen of holding a grudge and giving people the cold shoulder. So they were. So what I'm saying is that's an attachment too. The attachment to, okay, someone hurt me or someone offend, you know, which is another illusion that someone else can hurt you and offend you, but I digress. And so now I'm not going to talk to them. I'm the silent treatment. You know what I'm talking about. That's an attachment too. Attachment to the silent treatment, because when I was reading these posts, these people were saying, this is what I do. I go right into it. If I said, hey, let's shake it up, do something different. Can you do something different other than just do the silent treatment? Because the silent treatment to someone else, especially someone else that you claim to love, that's right, I said it, claim to love, is just a manipulation and trying to control and a punishment. So you're punishing, and you are punishing someone because they're not doing or saying or being what you want them to be. I know I'm really getting off track here, but so there's an attachment to, this is how I always react, this is how I always behave with the cold shoulder. That's an attachment. And all attachments subtract from your peace. The COVID-19 is such a good example of how it is exposed. Hold on a second, my dear audience. Oh, my goodness. I hate when I get a lemon seed. When I get a lemon seed when I'm drinking my lemon water. Excuse me. One of these days I'm going to have a lemon tree coming out. Get it? Anyway. Oh, the attachment. Oh, COVID-19. So COVID-19... has exposed all attachments. The attachment to the idea, the thinking of what's normal, air quotes on that normal. What's normal? What is a normal life? What is normal behavior? Also the other attachment to being certain. You know, the COVID-19 is really shook up a lot of emotions, a lot of people. It's just shook the whole world. It has really done a number on anyone, and especially people that have attachments, whether you have attachments to being social, whether you have attachments to what you think, you know, your attach. How about this? Attachment to your tomorrow, your attachment to, see, what this COVID-19 was just, bam, uncertainty around every corner, uncertainty around every cabinet, uncertainty around everything, and then the attachment to wanting to be certain, wanting to know, the attachment to I need to know, the attachment to, how about this, the attachment to a schedule. I remember speaking to someone that said, I don't have a schedule. I feel so scattered. I'm not focused. I get up and I don't get anything done anymore. So the attachment to the illusion of thinking that you are being productive. How about that? The attachment to wanting to be productive. The attachment to listen. If you're listening, you're listening. So the attachment can be anything. That's how sneaky attachments are. And I have to say, I'm attached to my favorite television shows. I like my Impractical Jokers. I like my Shark Tank. What else? Not really a lot. Oh, when Survivor's on, attached to Survivor. Mm-hmm. But there is a difference there. But there is a difference between knowing and recognizing and being aware of your attachments and just programmed to be attached, because all attachments subtract from your happiness, subtract from your peace. So what if I can't watch my television shows? What if I can't watch my Shark Tank, my Impractical Jokers, my Survivor? Oh, what else? There's another one that I like. Oh, Songland. I really love Songland. Oh, I love that show. So the attachments, how about this? The attachments to being entertained. The attachments to the phone. The attachments to social media. The attachments to social media. I'm telling you right now that if I had to give up every one of my favorite television shows, it's gonna be fine, because I recognize there is a difference between enjoyment and attachment. There's a big difference between enjoyment and attachment. And the enjoyment can be entertained, but do you need to be entertained is the question. Are you attached to being entertained with a full schedule of eight, with full schedule? Listen, I got my right hand up. I'm not running around here, I've aced it all. No, it's a daily practice. Because I remember when the NBA was canceled and the baseball is fine with me. I mean, listen, I just watched the World Series at the end of the season anyway. Basketball is canceled, and I said it out loud, they better not cancel my NFL. So there is an attachment. I'm admitting it. There is an attachment to my football game. But the question becomes, am I okay? Will I be able to be at peace and happy if I didn't have it, if I didn't have my NFL games? And the answer is always going to be yes, because the priority is peace. The priority is practicing the formula for happiness, which is happiness is a practice skill. So there is absolutely nothing, well, scratch that, because I could come up with two things. Except for the two things, there is absolutely nothing that you can take away from me that I'm not going to be okay with. You take away my... Well, nope, that's not true, too. I just thought of two more things. Okay, how about this? How about this? The less attachments you have, the better. But seriously, the attachments in detaching yourself from people, from the programmed illusion of what you think these attachments bring. How about the attachments to wanting to be in a relationship? I had to let that one go. So the attachments are the issue. And this COVID-19, so how many people are out there saying, thank you for COVID-19? I just want to know. Raise your hand if you're up there telling the universe, being grateful, offering gratitude for COVID-19. Sounds a little nutty, doesn't it? How many of you out there are saying thank you for COVID-19? And that's one of the things that adds to happiness. And it is a trust. It is a sense of trust. It is trusting that whatever is unfolding is not only it's in order, but whatever is unfolding, whatever is happening, is for the betterment of this whole global community. This is good. COVID-19 is exposing people and their true selves. See, you never know anyone until they're challenged. You never know someone until they're challenged. So my question to you is, how are you feeling challenged? What are you attached to? What are you discovering? If you're really doing work, and I'm talking about that work looking in the mirror, if you're really doing that work, what are you finding are your challenges now? Are you finding that you had more attachments than you knew, more attachments than you thought? And how about this one? Are you able to let go of some of the things that you thought you were attached to? And you know what? That wasn't that important. I had a disagreement with my son over this last couple of days, and we really work our things out. Well, disagreement. We had a meeting. He's designing my logo, my website, and of course, he forgot. So Mama Bear is up here huffing and puffing about it. And then when I did talk to him, I had to put all of the blame, all of my huffing and puffing, all of my being irritated that he forgot our meeting. I mean, because number one, I had expectations that he would have remembered having a meeting with his mother at 8 o'clock on Friday, which he did not, which he set up, by the way. I didn't even set up the meeting. He set it all up. So he did not remember. So I had expectations. So there you go. That's one of the reasons why I had a problem, because all expectations subtract from your happiness. All expectations subtract from peace. Number two, I had a perspective that only saw one way. Oh, I can't count on him. Oh, I can't count on him. As opposed to the perspective of sometimes I can count on him and sometimes I can't. And the thing is, that's with anyone. Why am I having expectations and being able to count on somebody? I mean, that's all on me. That's all me. It's not him. And the last was, I put that whole meeting, website, logo. Boy, oh boy, was that important. So my attachment, one of my biggest attachments is thinking that something is important and or serious. Yeah, I can be attached to thinking the attachment to, the go-to, this is serious. This is really important. That's an attachment too. Because the truth is, there is nothing serious or important in the universe. There are no attachments in the universe. The universe is detached. It is a detached, impersonal place. The more you practice using the universe as an example of your energy and your vibration, the more peace you are going to feel. The more peace, the more happiness, the more contentment, the more balance, the more satisfaction you are going to feel. And so the attachment, am I attached to this radio show? No. Am I attached to my things to do list? No. It's being aware enough to say, okay, what am I attached to? Recognizing that the attachment subtracts from your peace. If you prioritize it gradually, gently, with little baby steps, let go of your attachments. Just choose a little one, a teeny, teeny. In other words, choose one and just practice letting go of that attachment. And the hardest attachments are, of course, the people, but I'm here to tell you, The more I detach, and that's even with my number one only son, who is, come on, only the greatest kid ever that was ever born walking on this planet, the more the detachment of what is he doing, what is he not doing, I don't know what this kid's doing. I have no clue. You know, these parents that know what their kids are doing, I have no idea. I have no idea what my son is doing on any given day. Don't want to know. No, there is a detachment. And when you do detach from people, believe it or not, the love is stronger and deeper and more universal. It is a universal love when you can detach. It's not about being attached. It's about being detached. You can love, because with that detachment comes acceptance. And with that acceptance is that unconditional love. It's, see, you love someone, now I know I'm getting on, now I'm talking about love and it's really about attachment, but the love comes from the love, the real universal love. Universal love is, I love you regardless of what you do, and I love you regardless of what you don't do. That's detachment. So the more you practice, and thank you, COVID-19, for exposing all of us, including myself. Thank you, COVID-19, for exposing the attachment. And now I have even a clearer sense of what I can let go of to find more peace. I mean, come on, if I have a gallon of peace, then letting go of my attachments, I'm going to have a gallon and a half of peace. See, you always have more peace when you let go of the attachment. Always. When you let go of any attachments that you find, and so that's your homework assignment. Okay, what am I attached to? Can I let that go for sake of feeling more peaceful and happier? And why would you want to do that? Because if you're listening to this show, one of the things, well, I don't know this for a fact, but people that listen to this show are here for a reason, and that reason is their service to this planet. And your service to this planet is by being the service to the planet is not an offering. Well, scratch that, because even I get, is anger a service? I used to think that anger wasn't a service, but now that I'm thinking about it, what are you wanting to give, share, contribute to this planet? That's a question only you can answer. And when I talk about attachments and detaching from people, my question to you is, how does this detachment feel? How does detaching yourself from people or things, how does it feel to you? Does it feel freer or does it feel scary? Does it feel light or does it feel heavy? Because detachment is how, detached is how you came out, is how you were born. So getting back to who you are or who you were at birth and at 6 months and at a year and a half and two years, you know, before the programming started, that's where we want to get back to. That place of purity, that place of really, that some people say that child, that child like place where, listen, those babies being born aren't attached to anything. And they might be attached to, they might be attached to their mother's nipple, but guess what? They could suck on any nipple. It doesn't have to be their mother's nipple. You know that, right? So there is a detachment. We were born detached. So all I'm saying is thank you, COVID-19, for exposing the attachments. And now we have something that we can practice, something we can work on, something we can be aware of that is going to bring us more peace and more happiness. Oh, I'm smiling now. I don't even know how I do it. 46 minutes of yakety, 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 yak. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is in progress. I know I'm revamping it, so I don't have one right now. My Twitter, follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. I know. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book that I'm writing now is Program for Unhappiness. It's going to be out sometime this year. Until next week, my dear audience, I want to remind you who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient. And love is kind. Be kind and be patient to yourself. Be your own best friend. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It's about the moment by moment by moment journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with your host, happiness specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week, and I will talk to you next week. Yay!
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I'm love, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
And it's time to get some.